and welcome to this week's edition of the Phantasmal Necromantic Paranormal Podcast. I'm Tammy, along with my co-host, Brandy.
Hey, everybody.
And today we're kind of going to go back and pick up something that we talked about a couple episodes ago. Brandy had a picture that she took at the Sorrel Weed House, and it showed a figure with a black top hat.
I think you remembered that too. I thought about that when you mentioned this. I'm like, that's the only time I've seen anything like that.
And so when you were talking about that, that made me think about a lot of the paranormal podcasts that I listen to lately have been talking about, they refer to him as Hat Man, which I really hadn't heard of this. You know, we always talk about shadow people and stuff like that. But
Slender Man.
Right. Yeah, because we talked about that. There's just a lot of talk lately. We've kind of talked about how in the paranormal podcast world, or, you know, haunting, like YouTube hauntings and stuff like that, when people are recording, some of us, or a lot of us, maybe trek the same topics or something like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe all these people are just hitting on this idea at one time. Maybe there's been something in the news, or, and they're just kind of picking up on it. But it seems to be a phenomenon that's happening a lot more, and maybe a lot regularly, and not just the United States. This is like a worldwide thing that people are seeing and experiencing. And I know that we were talking before we started recording, and you said that you had watched where there's been like medical people that have gone on shows, and they're basically saying, oh, it's just in people's heads, and they're just seeing this when they're asleep. And part of me, when I started looking into it, and there is that side to it where these people say, oh, it's basically, I guess you'd almost call it mass, not hysteria, but mass illusion. Illusion. And I thought, okay, I can understand that if everybody was maybe there was a movie that came out and we were all watching that. And then you have nightmares after certain things, or sometimes I do.
Right.
But I don't think that many people are watching the same shows or reading the same books. They're going to have these same experiences, because it doesn't seem like the experiences are that different from each other.
Yeah, because that was one of the points that another podcaster in a video that I watched, when you sent me that message about the Hat Man, like I said, I had never heard of it either. So I started doing research on it, and most of my research was watching videos about it. In the episode that I watched that had to do with the medical standpoint of this whole Hat Man phenomenon, or whatever you want to call it, this one, I believe he was a psychiatrist. You guys bear with me because my voice is terrible. I've been sick. It's very strained today. The psychiatrist referred back to Freddy Krueger. And of course, that goes a lot with, you know, American culture. And he was saying how when you think about a bad man or a scary man in nightmares with a hat, the first thing that came to my mind was Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street. And of course, he invades your dreams, and during your state of dreams, he can hurt you and come into your dreams and hurt you and all that. But another podcaster was making a point about this whole medical standpoint episode that I saw. That doesn't make a lot of sense, because, you know, for the whole planet where we're seeing the Hat Man all over the world, not everybody has seen Nightmare on Elm Street. Not everybody in every culture knows who Freddy Krueger is. And plus, this podcaster, and I cannot remember the name of the podcast, this guy on this podcast stated that Freddy Krueger, A Nightmare on Elm Street, came out well after the first Hat Man sightings were notated. So, you know, he was stating how that just didn't coincide, in his opinion, with what would be causing people to be thinking about the Hat Man. It was weird, and I don't have sleep paralysis or anything like that, but I do have this kind of thing happen to me a lot. And the night before you messaged me about Hat Man, I was sleeping during the night in my room, and right by my bedroom, or our bedroom, is very small. And I live in an older home, so my closet is one of those wooden, I don't know what you call the doors. They're just kind of like fold doors, they fold up. Like and the slats and everything wood. So that's how my closet is. And it is to the right of my bed, to the right side of me. And the cats are always messing in and like cracking it during the night and going in there and stuff. And it makes noise and wakes me up because it kind of squeaks or whatever when it folds up. But so I'm dead asleep. We have a top sheet and a thin quilt on the bed. I did the other day. I've since changed it. But anyway, so that's what was on my bed. I'm asleep, sound asleep, and I'm dreaming. So I don't know if I heard something, if the cat was messing with the closet and I just didn't completely wake up, or if I didn't hear anything and I was just having a dream. But in my dream, and there was nothing going on, like, you know how you can dream about day-to-day life and it's almost like there's a movie in your head. Well, there's nothing like that. It was just like, I'm asleep and all of a sudden something has scared me while I'm asleep. And that's why I said, I don't know if I heard something, and I kind of woke up a little bit, and that's why I got scared, because I heard a noise. Or not, I didn't see anything standing there. It would just had something to do with my closet. So that's why I'm thinking one of the pets made a noise with the closet doors, and that's what scared me. But I, in my sleep, and I've had this many times, if I get scared, I feel like I'm in a state of sleep paralysis. They say that when you have sleep paralysis, your body is still paralyzed while you're asleep. And apparently that happens when we're asleep anyway, so we don't act out when we're dreaming and stuff. But that is not the case for everyone. You know, I'll just be like succumb with fear, and that, like, I can't move and my eyes won't be open. I will still be asleep, but I feel like I'm paralyzed in my dream. I can't move. It's like I'm trying to scream out, but I'm almost like just making grunting noises or something, because I can't get. That's how I was that night before you messaged me about Hat Man, which I thought was funny because of the whole relation to him and the sleep paralysis thing. But I know that that really happened while I was asleep, because when I woke up that morning, my quilt that was on my bed was completely thrown off on my side of the floor. Like, there was nothing on me. And that was, so I know I had to have been like flailing about in my, and that doesn't ever happen. But but I just thought it was odd that I had that little experience in my sleep the night before you're going to message me about Hat Man.
So I'm like, hey, if you didn't have a bad night's sleep a couple of nights ago, do some research. Now you're really not going
to. Right. Yes. Yes.
This was kind of a new phenomenon to me, because we have talked about seeing shadows, which I explained I've seen two in my life. Neither of the shadows I saw had hats or anything like that. They didn't really necessarily scary to me.
Did they have a shape?
The one did have a shape. The one that I attribute to being my father, that was the one that had the most human shape. Okay. The other one was just like a black mass. I still think that one was a person, or, you know, a person's spirit that was attached to a war relic that my husband had bought home. So I think that still was a person. It was just a fuzzier form of a person.
Right.
And even though the second one kind of came with a lot of poltergeisty type activity, I never felt like it was scary in the regard that, okay, you saw this black shape, this black fuzzy shadowy thing, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't coming at me. Mm-hmm. It did not seem to mean to come at me or my kids. It was just causing a lot of it was causing more prankstery type, got you kind of scary things. But with the Hat Man, it seems that people either have one of two experiences with Hat Man. Either Hat Man just seems to be observing them and never comes toward them. seems to be fine standing off in a corner or a doorway. And the other one is the Hat Man is there to terrify and harm them.
Yes.
In those two scenarios, maybe one is, because I haven't done enough research on this. And I mean, there are so many stories worldwide about Hat Man that it makes me wonder if, does your religious belief make you think that he's there to harm you? Does that make that react the way that I'm feeling? Like if I have that fear?
Well, yeah.
Versus just seeing it.
I think most people that have a story about a shadow person that they've seen, it has been a negative story. But I have heard those and seen ones on TV shows where it wasn't a negative thing. And it may have been like they thought that it was a relative watching over them or something. It was in more of a human form, but still like a dark color where you couldn't kind of decipher any facial features or anything like that. But I feel like most of the stories that I've heard, the shadow figures that have no shape and are kind of like a swirly cloud of smoke are more of a sinister kind of thing. And then ones that have a form to them are sometimes a good thing.
In my regard, when I was talking about the form that I saw, which is like a fuzzy shape, it wasn't jet black in form. I would say it was more of a smoky gray thing that I saw. What happened, I saw it one time. We knew weird things were happening in the house. I hadn't seen anything directly. I'm not going to say I didn't feel like I saw like a shadow go from room to room or something, but nothing definitive until this one night. And it just appeared in my bedroom. But at the point that it appeared, I was so tired of dealing with it. So tired. And then like I had been up for days, maybe with a sick kid or something. And I just remember thinking that night, I was so tired. I was not going to put up with it at that point.
Yeah.
And I literally said to it, I don't know what you are or who you are, but you can't be here. Mm-hmm. You're not welcome here. Never had an issue with it again. Never saw it or anything like that. And it was just kind of one of those things where you see that go on in TV shows where people get tired of their experience and then they're just like, you have to go. And at that point, I wasn't afraid of it. I was just done with it. Like I was done with whatever it was. But it seems like with Hat Man, he's more of an observer. Now, I was either reading or saw it on maybe a YouTube thing where people look at Hat Man as either Hat Man is there as a observer, like they kind of see him as a guardian, maybe just checking in on people, benign entity that is just there to observe, or it's purely evil and it's there to extol fear, and that it feeds off this fear and it's there to make you so fearful because that's what it feeds off of.
Right.
And
I think that's been the consensus of what I've read also. It's like a menacing presence that's watching over you. But not many stories, like the majority of them just say that they just see it there and it's terrifying and you're paralyzed in fear, but it never actually did anything.
But the odd thing is like you have all of these shadow creatures or shadow things.
Yeah.
And then you have Hat Man, who is a shadow himself. But the difference with him is it says he's either wearing a top hat or a fedora. So when you were talking about Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
That made me laugh because I'm like, Freddy Krueger wears a fedora. Everybody hasn't seen Freddy Krueger. And honestly, I don't know. I only saw maybe I don't know how many there are of those movies now. But when I was in high school / college is when all those movies were coming out. And I want to say by the time it got to maybe the third one, they were almost laughable. Like even being sitting at home with friends, we were having horror movie night and we're all piled in the living room and we put on a Freddy Krueger movie. And I think it was probably a third one.
Yeah.
And we just start making so much fun of the movie at this absurdity of it at the point. Now, don't get me wrong. Was the first one absurd that this thing is going to come into your dream and it's going to suck you into a TV or through your bed and, you know, kill you? That in and of itself, I understand the absurdity of it. So you can understand how much worse the movies could have gotten by number three for us to sit there and make fun of them.
Yeah.
And at that point, I feel like once you can make fun of a horror movie, it loses its credibility as far as being scary.
Right.
Like, yeah, I get it. He looked horrible and he had these knives for hands. But
I mean, just because he wore a hat, he wasn't a shadow figure.
Yeah. No, he's a person. So, yeah. You know, like, you know, there's a backstory to why he's Freddy Krueger and why he does what he does.
Right,
you know?
Right. And when I first started reading about this, I'm trying to figure out how people from all over the world can be seeing the same thing. I love paranormal stuff, and I'll be like, you know, me and Tammy don't just run straight to the fact that, oh, this is definitely a ghost or this is definitely a UFO or whatever. So I'm looking at this back from the story, trying to figure out what this could possibly be. Because the Hat Man I hadn't heard of, like I said, I heard of Slender Man. It's kind of similar to me. And I feel, you know, everybody might not agree with this, but like the Slender Man thing seemed like some kind of hysteria thing where it was just like a fad to see Slender Man and everybody's just catching on with it and wanting to claim that they saw Slender Man or whatever. So I thought, you know, is that what this is? And but then why is everybody from other countries seeing it? Now, if with him being a shadow figure and if you're only seeing him when you're asleep, it could be the power of suggestion, because after researching this stuff, and I just get the heebie-jeebies from stuff anyway, because I'm always researching stuff like this or watching scary movies or whatever. So last night, I get up during the night, go to the bathroom, come back in my room, you know, the TV's all off. I hear something at my closet and I probably bumped into my shoes that are sitting in front of her or something, whatever. Cause I, like I said, my bedroom is small. There's no room to go around the bed really. I probably just bumped something, but I'm half asleep. It's completely dark and I'm getting back in my bed by myself. I think at this point, my other half is left for work. So I'm there in my room alone and I'm thinking, Shadow Man is in my closet. What was that noise? I got to get back in the bed. I can't face my back to the closet because something's going to jump out of me. It's like you hear something and the power of suggestion and you go to sleep and have a nightmare about it. And if you're prone to have this sleep paralysis or right. just kind of incidents like I described having, like I have sometimes, you know, this can be in your head and you can have nightmares about it. But now there, I read, and I don't know if you did too, but there are people who have claimed to see the Hat Man while they were awake.
That's when, so when we were talking about it, you were talking about how most people, the things you had read, most people were seeing this when they were asleep. Mm-hmm. I was under the assumption these were like awake things, like people would wake up and like see this thing standing in the corner of their room or standing in their doorway.
Yeah,
that's really kind of the way I guess most of the shows that I had seen that even vaguely mentioned the Hat Man were making it seem. You would just wake up and there would just be this thing with this hat on in your room somewhere.
And that it correlates with sleep paralysis, because if you're asleep and you wake up, you're paralyzed, you can't move, but you're seeing this dark figure standing over you, you know, over your bed, and are just terrified. So that, I mean, that's mainly the stories that I read. But now I didn't find any actual stories with the accounts of people who saw him in person.
There's just a lot of story. I mean, there's a lot of stories online where people talk about seeing the Hat Man. There is a story. They are not necessarily saying that these people saw Hat Man. So there's a story and it's on theweek.co.uk. So it's a United Kingdom website. And they are talking about the Hat Man phenomenon. And they're saying that the Hat Man phenomenon has been around forever. Like, this is not anything new. This, like we had talked about, this predates any type of horror movie thing that people have been talking about. One, having this sleep paralysis and seeing this man with the top hat for eons. There is a very interesting story in this article. This does not deal with one person. This deals with a group of people. It's under the title. It says, so who or what is the Hat Man? That's how this paragraph starts. And it's talking about how the entity has stalked human beings throughout history, not merely within a particular society or during a specific time. That is a quote from Shelley Adler, and she has a book called Sleep Paralysis, Nightmares, Nocebos, and the Mind-Body Connection. And she is the one that is quoted most often in this article. And it said that she became interested in the way nightmares differed across cultures after reading about unusual nocturnal deaths of several ethnic, I believe it's pronounced Hmong, refugees from Laos. And these refugees immigrated to the U.S. This happened in the late 1970s, early 1980s. And it said there was 18 otherwise healthy young men from this Laos group. And they had all moved to the United States, and they all died suddenly in their sleep.
Oh, wow.
And it says, over the next decade, nearly 100 more deaths followed from immigrants from this same group from Laos. And it said that doctors gave the condition a name, and it was called sudden, unexpected, unexplained nocturnal death syndrome.
What?
And, or it's called SUNDS, S-U-N-D-S. And it says that further research conducted in the decades since has concluded that SUNS death may have a different root cause known as Bergouda syndrome, a genetic condition which affects people of Southeast Asian descent, typified by irregular heartbeats. And as with the spate of cases with which interested Adler, an increase in the risk of sudden death. It says she moved her attention to the Philippines, Thailand, Laos, and other places where such deaths were more common. And Adler found that the syndrome had a different name, which roughly translated to nightmare or nightmare death syndrome. And she wanted to better understand it. So she went and did an interview with this group of refugees that were coming in from Laos, and they were in Stockton, California. And it says the group all testified to experiencing common nightmares, which featured a figure they called Dab Tosk. And it says they considered this to be a malevolent force that came during the night, and it would press on the victim's chest, attempting to suffocate them. Almost all of the Adler interviewees were familiar with Dab Tosk, and 58% of them said they had experienced a visitation themselves from this being.
Wow.
It says, but the Laos group were not the first group to have such a record of these visitations. It also said that this same type of visitation from this entity also affected the Inuit tribe in Canada.
Wow.
And it says that they described their situation as awake but paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the Japanese culture also has the same thing.
Really?
It goes on to talk about how sleep paralysis was believed to be, you know, part of it. But I think it is very strange. You would have a group of men. I mean, all 18 of them died.
Yeah.
From this same irregular heartbeat situation.
Right.
That would almost make you look at the entire ethnic group and need to diagnose. Like, if you're part of that group from Laos, like, you would need to go to your heart doctor.
Oh, definitely.
And be like, hey, I don't want to die because.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That just seems very strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me wonder, did these people literally die of fright? Like, was there something?
Oh, God.
I have had horrible, horrible nightmares about, okay, so this is going to sound crazy, but I have a recurring nightmare, and I haven't had it in years, and I'm talking about it, I hope it doesn't trigger it to come back. But I have this recurring nightmare over the years that I go to this house and I'm looking in this house. Mm-hmm. In the dream, I just know that like Lucifer lives on the second floor of this house.
Oh my God.
And I know that if I go up this stairwell, he's literally waiting for me. Uh-huh. And in the dream, I can envision him looking down and goading me to come up the stairs. And I just know that I have to stay on this bottom floor.
Right.
And yes, I'm trying to get out of the house, but more than that, I'm trying not to go to the second floor. Like, I don't want to go up there. I don't want to look around.
Yeah.
Because I know that's his domain, right?
Yeah.
Every time I wake up from that, I am having the worst panic attack.
Oh my God.
Waking up from that dream. And listen, I have not had that dream in years. Don't anybody write in and tell me what it means. I don't care. But just knowing how much that sends me into like where I would almost be like, oh my God, I could have a heart attack off of this dream. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what if you have a group of people and they all believe that this thing comes and presses on your chest and it's trying to kill you.
Oh my gosh.
Could that not play into your psyche that like, oh my gosh, this thing's in my dream.
Yeah.
And it's here to kill me. And that might cause you to over panic. And especially if you already have a heart condition.
Well, that's true. Yeah, definitely. Like, I would imagine it could do something.
Yeah, but it's a bit terrifying that a whole group of people.
I know that. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of people.
She was going at it based on, their belief in these type of entities or these types of dreams and what people thought was happening, I think, when they were having these episodes. But
there's a story here on this is on ranker.com. Now, this is an example, actually, I think, of how someone who had seen the Hat Man while they were not asleep, or at least a couple times. So This was put on their website, like I said, ranker.com, from a former Reddit user by the name of Strangely Dazed, strangely with two Y's, and they had shared the story to the website. So it says, my now ex-boyfriend always talked about these shadow people. He saw the top hat man and the man in the fedora. He always said the top hat man came to warn him of awful things that were going to happen. I, of course, thought he was a psycho and dismissed it. 2 months later, I started to see the man in the hat next to our bed. He would lean over me. Always my boyfriend ended up violently assaulting several girls. I read somewhere that he may show up if you are in the presence of an evil person or dangerous environment. I also saw a different shadow man in the middle of the road in the car at night with him. I explained his appearance to my boyfriend. He explained immediately, this man came when death occurred. Ironically, I went to a doctor's visit the next day, and I was informed I had a miscarriage last night. Since we broke up, I haven't seen shadow people since.
So that just seemed to stem around her boyfriend, right?
I kind of like equated it to sort of like how Mothman, people said Mothman would show up before bad things would happen. But kind of like that. I don't know. Some believe he's a menacing presence. And others believe he might be kind of like someone who warned you of bad things that may occur.
There is a title that says, so you were just talking about Mothman and how Mothman seems to be, people just seem as a, harbinger of bad things to come. And it says that Hatman often appears during times of trauma, aggression, or other negative emotional disturbances. So it seems that maybe he shows up when people are maybe at their lowest or just having negative
like stressful emotion. Situations and things like that. Yes, and that makes sense.
Is it just the presence of the Hatman that is causing the negativity, or is he drawn to the negativity that's happening to you? Because most of the stories that I was reading, if you believe the Hat Man was on the evil side, they believe the Hat Man is drawn to fear that he can cause, and he feeds off of that fear that you would have of him. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about like this trauma, this aggression, this negative thing, I would think he might be drawn, if that's what he's drawn to, that he's drawn to you in the times that, yeah, that you are at your weakest. Mm-hmm. He can probably make that worse. And then draw from your negative energy that you're like, oh, right. This is just, you know, people get in bad places. Everybody gets into a bad place, you know.
And I think that, of course, I believe in the paranormal. I'm not saying that anybody that's seen the Hat Man hasn't seen him, just trying to figure out what it is or what might be causing it. Like when I'm asleep, and I've said this on other podcasts, like I will not really be dreaming, but in a detailed dream, I'm awake, but not. And I will see like a big, huge spider crawling on the ceiling of my bedroom or the wall or a snake or something. And I won't even be awake. And it's like, I guess I'm dreaming that I see it in actuality, because it's not there. So I'm asleep and think that I'm looking around in my bedroom and seeing this on my wall or ceiling, and I will jump out of bed to get away from this, and I wake myself up because I'm jumping out of bed.
Oh my God.
Could that the same thing be happening with seeing Hat Man? Like you may be seeing it and thinking you're awake, and it's thinking you're seeing it standing over your bed, and you just become traumatized and frozen in fear, but you're not actually awake.
I saw this briefly because you're talking about it being on the demonic side. Mm-hmm. And it was saying that some people believe that it's a demon and that what you're seeing is the thing that's coming, like maybe you're going to die and it's been sent to take you to hell. That's the way it's worded. It's like a demon that's
like the Grim Reaper or whatever. Grim Reaper. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And it said, so there's this lady named Heidi Hollis. It says, Heidi Hollis may be able to back up that belief with a story a German soldier told her about witnessing the Hat Man, asking who he was, and being told Scratch, which is an old nickname for the devil. Hollis recounted the story of a suicidal man who woke to find himself in the hospital and the Hat Man close by. According to the story, the Hat Man quickly disappeared after the man woke up, but did not disappear before saying, "I almost had you."
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God, that would scare me to death. So I found one here on Reddit, and I chose it because it wasn't too far from where we are. And so this was posted by Piglet Informal 6643. And it says, would they have posted, anyone ever seen Hat Man specifically in the Appalachia Mountains? And so they go on to say, I was talking to one of my family members about weird paranormal experiences I had as a kid, and I've come to the conclusion I think I saw the infamous Hat Man when I was around 13 or 14. We were in Northeast Georgia at my grandmother's house, who lived in the middle of nowhere. Behind her house was a huge hay field. It was about 9 to 10 p.m. at night, and my cousins and I were out there playing in the hay bales. Looks like this is going to be another one that she wasn't asleep, or he wasn't asleep. Oh, okay. So I look over to the left, and into the distance, I saw a man with a bowler hat and what looked like overall standing on the edge of the nearest road at the tree line. My cousins hadn't seen him yet at that point, so I started to walk closer and got an overwhelming, uneasy feeling. I turned back to my cousins and asked them to look over and see if they could see it too. They all four said they could see it, and we started yelling to see if they would move, but nothing. I told them all I'd count to five and we needed to run back to my grandma's house as soon as possible. We did, and when we got back there, Dad went outside to see if we could find anything, but didn't. Anyone have a similar experience? It still gives me goosebumps to think about. I've had many paranormal experiences before, and after this. And so there was an edit also. It says, okay, now I'm thinking it's a wide brim straight hat the whatever was wearing that I saw after reading some comments, not a bowler hat. Whatever it was, the hat could be seen from way in the distance. Also would like to add, since some say it comes when there's negative energy or a death in the family is about to happen. My grandmother, whose home it was about to pass from cancer in the next year. So yeah, that was another one while somebody was awake.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you're awake and you know that you're awake, it seems a little bit more believable. Mm-hmm. And yes, I get it. Numerous people around the world having the same quote unquote nightmare.
Right. That's odd.
That is odd. That is odd. They yeah. were all seeing the same figure in their dreams. Mm-hmm. But it's just a little bit more tangible to me if the person's awake and they're saying that they saw this thing.
Yes, definitely. You mentioned in the beginning of the podcast about the picture that I had taken in right. Savannah. Of course, I had not ever heard of the Hat Man, but when I saw that picture, though the little bit of facial features I could make out on it were horrifying, I just equated it to, well, that is such an old house in right. this very old city. You know, that kind of goes together as far as ghosts maybe, but I mean, the face was terrible, if you want to call it that. But yeah.
So you, because like you were talking about, you had not heard of Hat Man, so mm-mm. you weren't even equating that could even be no. anything sinister until I was like, hey, there's this thing called Hat Man.
Yeah,
it kind of resembles that story that you have about your picture.
Yeah.
And that's me too. Like, I guess I had never heard, of course, I've known about sleep paralysis for years and years and mm-hmm. Experienced it a couple of times, not had anything like really, really bad happen. Like I experienced it one night. I was just having a nightmare. It was not a things coming to get me. It was yeah. like I was running from literally like another human being or like I was running from a situation.
Yeah.
Not. Demons were coming after me or something bad is coming after me.
Right.
And it was, you know how like you were talking about, like you know you can't move.
Yes.
And you're trying to scream.
Yeah.
And I just remember I didn't realize it was sleep paralysis in the moment because I was in the dream. I was literally running for my life in the dream from whatever, you know, whatever the situation was. And I remember desperately trying to scream for help.
Right.
And then that's how I woke myself up. But mm-hmm. when I've...
Did you actually scream out?
Well, what ended up happening was, I think what it was is I woke up during the dream. Like, you know, I was just in such a panic in the dream
okay.
that I was waking up. But when I woke up, I couldn't move. Mm. And at that point, and in the dream, I was desperately trying to scream.
Yeah.
And so when I woke up, it terrified me that I couldn't scream and I did that thing that you were talking about, like where you're just like you're trying to get it out.
Yeah.
And eventually I guess, you know, my body woke up because my brain at that point was like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
release the body, right. You know. And I ended up actually screaming eventually out loud, but it came out.
It was like a delayed reaction yeah. kind of thing. Yeah.
And I remember, and I just shot up in bed and I was screaming, but it wow. was still like I was in the dream. And like, mm. and like I said, it wasn't that there was any kind of shadow or anything in the room. I was literally involved in that dream.
Right.
And
yeah.
I was just trying, you know, and then woke up and realized, oh no, like if this was a real situation, I would be stuck
right
now because I yeah. could not move. And that's the only time that I even remotely, and it only lasted a few seconds. It wasn't like I laid there for a long time. It was just sheer panic, waking up in the panic of a dream mm-hmm. and then realizing that I still was, my body was still asleep.
Yeah.
Even though my brain was like, oh yeah, okay, let's come out of this. Like this is terrifying yeah. us. and then trying to still be in the dream and get that last little scream out. And then that's what kind of, and then when I woke my husband up because like I'm screaming.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of funny after the fact. It was terrifying in the moment because you're waking up, your heart's pounding. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that was just a dream. Like, nobody's after you.
Right.
Like, calm down. And then I was just like, what in the world are you doing over here?
I know. So. I've had, like, in my, if I'm in an actual dream and something's going on, somebody's chasing me or attacking me or whatever, in those kind of dreams, like, I never can scream and I don't have any strength or any ability when I try to fight. It's like, if I throw a punch or something, it's like, I don't know that it's not necessarily going in slow motion. It's just like, you're barely tapping anybody. It's just like nothing is happening. But the horrible episodes or whatever when I'm asleep, like the one the other night, is like I'm not dreaming, but I feel like something is there attacking me and I can't move. It's like almost having the feeling of something is attacking you, or you know something is bad there and you're trying to wake up, but you can't wake yourself up. You can't move. You can't scream or nothing. It's like that. And my mom used to have those when I was a teenager. And I don't know that I've told this on the podcast or not, but it was during a very stressful time for her. She kept telling me about those episodes and they were the exact same thing. And she was like, Brandy, it feels like almost like I am fighting a grizzly bear in my sleep. Not that she literally was having a dream that she was fighting anybody or fighting a grizzly bear. It was just the same exact thing like I'm describing to you. Like you just feel like something horrible is there and you're trying to wake up. But she's like, it was just so much of a fight with just nothing. And, you know, she couldn't move or scream out or anything like that. And she said, I would just, when I would finally be able to wake myself up, I would just be so exhausted from trying to fight whatever that was. But one morning she woke up from one of those, and it is quite possible that she did it herself, though it doesn't seem likely that she did. But she woke up and had one of those episodes and showed me, and she had claw marks on both sides of her bottom.
Oh my gosh.
And it looked like, you know, somebody's fingernail. So of course she could have done it if she was laying on her stomach, but I feel like if I clawed myself like that, what I saw with all of my fingernails, it would have woke me up.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So it was really weird, but she had several of those times where that had happened, and then the one where she was clawed.
Well, guys, I know we've kind of veered off, and we started talking about demons, about other types of things, and we started talking about the Hat Man, but it all kind of intertwines. We were talking about Hat Man, you're talking about shadow people. It does seem that, you know, a lot of people see him, like he's known around the world. This is not just a United States phenomenon. He is everywhere. And he's been around forever. Like I said, he predates horror TV and stuff like that. People have been writing and talking about these experiences for eons. Yeah. So we hope that you guys have enjoyed us hearing us tell some stories about a Hat Man, hearing us. And like I say, he's just a very popular topic right now, and just kind of going off on our little tangents about other ghost stories and such. But anyway, so we will see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.